Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Philip. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Now, first of all, can you just give us a bit of an overview of what the community development program, which was introduced, involves?
Yeah, sure. So the CDEP is the Remote Employment and Community Development Program. So it has quite stringent sort of work for the dole aspects to it. It replaced the Remote Jobs and Community Program, which had been running for several years and was sort of pretty highly criticised by some people. They sort of said it was easy to rot through with employers and that sort of thing. But the CDEP was meant to be sort of a lot more flexible and allow people to get welfare payments in return for work-like activity, you know, and that could be things like, you know, caring for a family member. But it involves 5 hours of work a day for 5 days a week all year. It has leave built in, so 6 weeks leave in there as well as sick leave and carers leave. The concerns that people have with this is that it's much, much more stringent than non-remote programs like JobActive, which doesn't actually require you to do work for the dole until you've been searching unsuccessfully for a job for a year. And you know, these extra requirements for you to actually do all this work are in places where there are very, very few jobs as it is.
Yeah, right. Well, that certainly does sound problematic. Before we get too much into the issues with it, can you outline what maybe some of the main goals behind this sort of scheme would have been had it worked properly?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's your sort of basic employment program. It's to encourage people to find work or to undertake training that will lead them to work. I mean, the end goal is to have people in private sector jobs off welfare, supporting themselves, supporting their families. I mean, that's the end game for a program like this.
Mm. So you mentioned, penalties for non-compliance have been an issue in your article, which you wrote about the issue. And what are these penalties, and sort of how great are the penalties?
The penalties they sort of accumulate, I guess. So they're for non-compliance, which might be not turning up to work for a day, you know, being late. There's all these sort of things that will lead into non-compliance reports, and the employers are obligated to report it. You know, they don't have a level of discretion of, you know, whether they know that person has a good reason for not turning up, because they're having to pay for all the admin costs around someone being at work. And so when someone isn't at work, they're actually paying more for that. So that doesn't give them much of a choice as far as reporting these compliance things. But they build up, and the harshest penalty is an 8-week ban on receiving any payments, which, you know, if you're living in a very small community, and particularly Indigenous communities, where you might be supporting, you know, your extended family and your community as well, that's, according to this report from Jobs Australia, that's resulted in quite a lot of harm, including, you know, people not being able to afford enough food for them and their family.
8 weeks without any payments is a long time to go, almost 2 months. Well, I know there's been some disparity in the number of penalties that have been given to people under this scheme than under other schemes, which you mentioned earlier, massive disparities, which is quite stark. What is it about the community development program that hasn't worked in such far-out communities?
If you ask the Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scully, he'll tell you that it is working. It's giving Indigenous communities more control over jobs and welfare within their community. It's ending what they refer to as sit-down money for welfare. But the problems with this are that there's no jobs in Indigenous communities, or, you know, there's very, very few jobs. And this is what the Jobs Australia report was pointing towards, in that how would you put this? You know, it's hard to encourage people to look for jobs that aren't there. And, you know, the problem that should be addressed is the fact that there is very, very low employment in these areas, and there are other programs that could be used to increase the amount of employment rather than putting in a program like this, which, you know, might be work-like activity, but a lot of people are finding a lot of the work very, not meaningful. And it doesn't actually lead anywhere because there is no job at the end of it. And then in the meantime, you're getting these penalties, which, as you said, there's a huge disparity. They're occurring within the CDP at 70 times the rate that they're occurring in non-remote jobs programs. So this is, you know, this is the basis behind the Job Australia, Jobs Australia's finding that it was doing more harm than good.
Hmm. Well, yeah, 70 times is just astronomical. Definitely problematic. How do you think the government could perhaps alter the scheme to reflect what the Indigenous community actually needs?
I mean, there's a lot of people saying a lot of different things. Minister Scullion is pretty confident that this will work and that this is getting there. The former Prime Minister Tony Abbott said that, you know, you have to have consequences for not showing up to work. But within the report, there were some recommendations made, including a scheme that's been put together by a Northern Territory peak body that works with legal, medical and employment organisations, which includes it's an employment program that has a lot more flexibility within it and a lot more consultation with communities. It allows a lot more sort of freedom from community to community to decide what's going to work best for them, because everywhere is different and everywhere has different challenges as well. But, you know, I think they're essentially, the report's calling for them to go back to the drawing board on this one and start talking to communities and work out what they actually want and what they need rather than doing this top-down approach.
Mm. Well, it sounds like the drawing board isn't a bad thing to be heading back to at this stage. Helen, thanks very much for joining me to have a chat about this.
Sorry, thanks for having me.